Hello, CCB. Let me begin my October message by telling you about our three new vistas: William Golden, who is visually impaired, David Kiriliuk, and Davu Asli, who will begin their training on November 14th in Southern California, where one day they'll have lunch with Ken and Pam Metz, their first official visit from CCB members. Their CCB training itself will begin on Saturday the 18th, and I want to thank the several CCB members who have volunteered their time to participate in that training, where these folks will learn about issues facing blind and visually impaired people, and they'll learn about the CCB community itself. Their work will begin shortly after Thanksgiving. They will be working on a number of areas, including employment matters, community outreach, and other things that you'll be hearing about as time goes on. Meet them at the convention in March. I have a number of health concerns to talk with you about. First, congratulations to our own Sarah Harris, who on Saturday, the 30th of September, walked 26.2 miles with her daughter Carson as her guide with the Athena Foundation. Sarah is the first person that's ever been blind to work with that group. They work with women facing challenges and will be at our conference and convention, and we'll learn more about them at that time. Also, please participate in our partnership with Blind Alive. They do trainings and exercise programs for blind people that are recorded specially for blind people. They have yoga, Pilates, and a number of other fitness and body strengthening programs. If you go through our website, 15% of whatever you spend will come back to us. We've already made $60. So make us some money, make yourselves healthy, and enjoy the things from Blind Alive. While you're on our website, don't forget our Smile program. That URL for that has been in a number of locations, but it is on our website. Remember, 0.5% of what you spend through Amazon comes to CCB painlessly. So sign up for that. We also have the survey on our website. It's a 30-question survey. Please fill this out. It'll help us with funders. It'll help us collect data about our members, who they are, what they do, and what they would like the CCB to do in the future. Also, you can have Nicole help you fill out that survey by calling the office. While I'm talking about the website, I want to send a huge thank you to our technical operations group, our TOG, ably chaired by Vita Zavali. They have done a tremendous job of getting our website, our new website, going. We hope to have it live by November 1st. There'll be a lot more information about the amazing things we'll be able to do with this new website. We can fill out forms, chapters will be able to keep their data, so much more, and you'll hear a lot more about that as we launch the website. Again, thanks to our TOG. Our Constitution and Bylaws Committee is moving ahead, drafting the Constitution. We had a call with our members on September 20th, where we found out you do want two vice presidents after all. You don't want us to change the voting procedures for chapters or their numbers, and you want us to look at a category of membership for young people. There are other questions that we've sent to your presidents that we'd like you to discuss at this month's meeting or your next month's meeting and get feedback to us at the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. You should have a draft of that in early December in the format of your choice. We are working on a document for what's called Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, GAAP. These are principles that a lot of funders look for, and they won't even consider you if you don't have this document in place. We are working with the Fresno Chapter Treasurer, Lisa Thomas, who is a CPA. She's working with Paul and Peter. I don't understand totally about this, but let me just give you one example. For good practices, the person who opens the mail should not deposit the checks. Well, when we had one employee, of course, the one person had to do all those things. But we need to make sure we have a document in place setting out these policies, and we are definitely getting that together. We have a good audit system, but we need to have these accounting practices in place, and the board will be accepting that policy in the near future. We are starting the budgeting process. We are looking at another deficit spending year, but we are hoping to turn that around, especially with our Dining in the Dark project for 2018. This event needs to bring in thousands of dollars. We need that to bring in profit for our general funds so that we can move ahead with the organization to put it in the black. Paul will be spending a lot of his time. He's been working with the Dining in the Dark committee, but he will be spending more of his time on this event. A lot of the pieces of this event are in place, including that we have Christina Ha, who was the master chef for season 3, the only blind person ever to have received such an award, and she will be our celebrity chef at Dining in the Dark. Also, our members will be able to participate in the silent auction without attending the event itself. This event, as I said, needs to be successful. We need to raise a huge amount of money for this moving forward. Convention planning is moving forward as well. The dates of the convention are Wednesdays, March 21st through March 25th. We will begin Wednesday afternoon with a financial literacy workshop so that you can take back good tips for financial literacy to your chapters. And we'll be ending, if you stay through Sunday afternoon, with a walk along the river. So come early, stay late. We'll have a lot more information about the convention as time goes on. I want to end by talking about Canes Across California. Oh my goodness, the chapters have done such a good job of spreading the word about Canes Across California. We've done some fundraising. Many chapters have devoted fundraising efforts to this Canes Across California. There have been a number of outreach for about information to the public, and I want to particularly give a shout-out to our Southern California chapters who have gotten together as a regional effort to be at Disneyland on the 15th of October. They also were out earlier in the past couple of weeks, and also the Bay Area chapters are going to be doing an event on October 14th for the White Cane Safety Information, and we also are doing some fundraising through a number of chapters and activities. Thanks again to all of you who have contributed for Canes Across California. We'll be doing our office move in early November, and I'll be telling you much more about that and other things when I speak with you in November. In the meantime, I'm going to say bye for now. Remember, you can contact me at president@ccbnet.org, phone 510-388-5079. Thanks, and see you in November.
Volume 8.